Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue through the devotional journal, Holding On and Letting Go, Finding Hope in the Midst of Chaos, today we're looking at the topic of holding on to righteousness. When I think of chaos and disaster and how widespread it is, how it's something we all face in one form or another, often at various times in our life, I think of nothing quite as drastic as that disaster, that series of disasters that was faced by Job in the Old Testament. And yet in the midst of everything, he recognized that his only hope was to hold on to righteousness. As his friends, once they got tired of the simply sitting with him, of being present, they felt they had to have an answer. And much of Job is filled with, well, his friends trying to explain and even blame Job for all of the calamity. And finally, Job gives a response and continues it. It actually began at chapter 26. But in chapter 27, he continues. And while he believes God is somehow responsible or involved, he starts out and it says, "As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, who has made my life bitter, as long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not say anything wicked, my tongue will not utter lies." And to his friends, he says, "I will never admit you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity. I will maintain my righteousness and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live." One of the byproducts, so to speak, of a disaster, of chaos, is, well, it's the temptation to take shortcuts, to do things you know aren't right because, well, it's easier, because no one's watching, because it produces the results that you think you want. You see, disaster and chaos, confusion, have a tendency to bring out both the best in people, but also sometimes the worst in people. And as we live life, it's important that we hold on to our righteousness. Not simply our righteousness, but the righteousness of God that He has clothed us with. I ask in the devotion, I ask, is how important is righteousness to you? How important is it to do what is right? Whether people are watching or not, whether it's easy or not, whether it's convenient, whether it is popular. It's easy to sit on the sidelines and say, well, righteousness is important. Do your actions say? What do my actions say? And then the second part of that question is a lot, I think, easier to answer, but tougher to grasp. how important is righteousness to God? And does our view of righteousness match His? Are we growing in our appreciation and our pursuit with a desire that we would become holy just as He is holy? You see, God's claim is that He has clothed us with an everlasting righteousness. The difficulty is sometimes we show up in a situation and decide to take that clothing off. It's not like it's locked onto us. It's not that God has taken away our choice once we've put that clothing on. But the everlasting part is it's always available to us. And when confusion reigns, will you choose what's right? You see, in the midst of the disaster, in the midst of confusion, there are those that watch, that observe, and not necessarily always a deliberate watching, but they notice. And our willingness to hold on to righteousness gives a clear message to those in the world that are also struggling. As Job clung to the righteousness that he had, a righteousness based in his faith in God. You see, he didn't know the backstory that we have. The reason that Job was going through all of this disaster was because Satan wanted to test him. Wanted to, in a sense, prove that Job's faithfulness to God was only because of God's blessing, only because of the material stuff that Job had been blessed with. You see, it was his faith that got him noticed by the enemy. And it was his faith that he held on to, knowing that God was with him. And I love reading, especially Job's interaction, because he's very honest in his feelings that sometimes are very raw. Is it his hurt, his frustration, his weariness, his questioning, his desire to have an answer? And the confusion in his mind of where God is at and what he's doing in the midst of all of this. But even in all of that conversation, there's an understanding of his need to hold on to his integrity, his righteousness, of who he is because of who God made him to be. As you spend time today praying, think about the difficulties in life that you face, the disasters of various kinds, the trials of various kinds or diverse trials. those moments and hours and days and weeks and months and years even of confusion, of chaos, of discouragement. When someone comes along and says, why don't you give up? Why don't you take this shortcut? Why don't you do something and you know it's not right? But you're tired. It's in those moments that I believe we need to not only hold on to righteousness, but as we've talked about throughout this process of going through this book, of holding on to the good things so that you can live as a representative of Jesus in the midst of the darkest hours of your life. You see, that's, I believe, what the world needs to see. That's what the world needs to hear. It's somewhat easy to hold on to righteousness, to do what is right, to live a godly life when things go well. It's not that everybody does, but when you've chosen to do that and things are going well, it's an easier path. But when things are difficult, when the storm comes through and destroys your home, when the business shuts down and cancels your job, when the reports from the doctor are not good news at all, when the phone call, the knock on the door from the officer brings bad news of a traffic accident that has killed a loved one. The list goes on and on of things that bring us disaster, that affect us in very deep and meaningful ways. And it's in those times that we have that opportunity to hold on to righteousness and say, I know my Redeemer lives, and He will bring me hope in the midst of chaos. Will you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. In the midst of the difficulties of life, when we feel abandoned, we can be confident that You are still there. When we don't understand, when we don't know the reasons, when we want to come up with reasons and we fall short, help us to hold on to righteousness, to do the right things in the midst of those times. When we're tempted to take the shortcuts, to do what's wrong, to cheat at whatever it is so that we can bypass the things that have brought us pain and discomfort and confusion. May we remember that we belong to You and that our only hope is in holding on to the righteousness that we have in Christ. And so, Father, as we live life in this chaotic world, as we deal with the confusion of day-to-day living, as we journey through the midst of disasters of various kinds, may we constantly be aware of the witness, the testimony that our life gives to those that know us, to those that are observing, to those that are even questioning whether our words of faith really affect our life and impact our decisions. So God, help us to choose what is right and to hold on to that righteousness, to maintain our integrity, to do nothing that would eat away at our conscience down the road as we look back and think of the shortcuts that we should not have taken. Father, thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, and especially from cleansing us from those unrighteous acts of disobedience and selfishness that we've experienced and committed in the midst of confusion. So, Father, today as I pray, I ask that each one of us would have a renewed desire to live in right ways according to your standards, and that our holding on to righteousness would lift up Jesus, that our expression of that righteousness would always be filled with love and humility, so that as others live in the midst of the disasters they face, that they could look at our example, that they could see in us the hope that comes as we hold on to you and as we hold on to the righteousness that we have in Christ. Father, thank you for the promise, for the assurance of all things being made right to those who are faithful. And may your righteousness cover our weaknesses as we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.